Blog Talk Radio. Well, bless the Lord, everybody. I apologize. I was on mute for a second. Amen, amen. I apologize, and I'm just talking. I'm just talking. Amen. You were listening to This Place by Tavla Mann. Glory to God. God, tell you, when I hear the beautiful gifts that God has given to mankind to be able to sing, oh, glory, and I mean, sing it graciously. Sing it with so much anointing. She is truly anointed. And we have so many gifted people in the body. Amen. But we welcome you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Amen. Where we are empowering souls for destiny. Ah, God, for y'all, forgive me. I was just talking for the past 2 or 3 minutes and looked and saw the phone was on mute. But nevertheless, we're going forward. We're not going to give the enemy no play on today. We want to be able to feast upon what God is going to do for us today. I tell you, as I sit here, I have tears in my eyes thinking about the speaker, thinking about this great, great man of God. I'm honored and I'm privileged and I'm humbled just to know him. He's been in our lives for almost 20 years. Amen. And his spirit never changes. It remains the same. We call him Grandpa. He's been like a grandfather to me, and I tell you, he's just been an angel that God sent in our lives, and he's been an advocate, a staunch advocate, amen, for those incarcerated, a staunch advocate that advocates on behalf of families all over this nation, amen. He is a father, he's a grandfather, he is also an author. He's an author of the book, From Miseducation to Incarceration. There's so many wonderful things I can say about this man, great man of God. I tell you, he's not a spring chicken, he's not straight out the water, he's experienced, he's a retired World War II veteran, amen, and I tell you, he's still blazing the trail, amen. He's one of our seniors, he's a patriot, amen, and I tell you, he has been dedicated to everything that God has assigned him to do, and I marvel because he's not tired yet. Glory to God. I don't know how Dr. Evans get the strength. Well, we all know that God gives him that strength, but even with the God giving us strength, sometimes we're lazy and sometimes we're not diligent in the task, in the assignments that God has given each of us. But I can't say this about this man of God. I cannot say this about him. He has just been a blessing in our lives, and we love him dearly, love him dearly. So that is about all the introduction. I can go on and on because his bio probably would eclipse President Obama's. I'm telling you, and I'm not just saying this to for his chest to be bloated out, but I give God all the glory for meeting such a humble spirit, for meeting such a dedicated and faithful man of God. Amen. So we like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for this hour, and I tell you, if you don't have a notepad and a pen, you need to get it. Amen. He is also a founder of NAFRA, which stands for National African American Family Reunion Association. Amen. And also the founding CEO of NAFCO. Amen. So it gives me great pleasure to have Dr. Donald E. Evans all the way from Cedar Hills, Texas, by way of Los Angeles, California. And that is where I met Dr. Evans almost 20 years ago. Amen. And in his book that he authored, he dedicated a chapter of that book to my sister, Danielle. So we love Dr. Evans. He is family. Amen. So we like to present him at this time, Dr. Donald E. Evans. God bless you, Dr. Evans.
Well, thank you, my sister. You almost had me crying about myself. I want those of you in hearing some of my voice, let me say first of all that I know I'm a blessed man. I know I am a blessed African man. I know that the mission, that the God that I see in my mind that put me on, is for us to appreciate the blessing that we have been given to come through the worst Holocaust in the history of mankind, that we will be here to talk about it today. That's how strong we are. A lot of people have tried to convince you that we are a weak people. That is not true. Don't get that in your mind. And don't get it in your mind that you are anything other than a first-class citizen of these United States of America like any other first-class citizen. Any demand that we place on our government has to be placed from that position as a first-class citizen. And we are, listen to me, please, in complete alignment with the mission of the Million Man March. It hurt me so bad that the condition of the health in my body, because I've been diagnosed with diabetes, and I think my Creator is telling me that I have got to do something. I'm 87 years old, and to be diagnosed with diabetes, I mean, like, come on. I'll be 88 the 8th of November. That's activation date for our churches and the families that make up the congregation in the churches to come online and start to build this $100 million perpetual fund that I have established around this organization. Why do we need that? Well, there is a parallel. The United States Treasury is a perpetual treasury. They tax us each year to put money into that treasury. And when there's not enough money for Uncle Sam to do his business, we borrow it from China. But we don't need to do that. There's enough money in Black folk America to finance our coming out of poverty. When our president was delivering the eulogy to our fallen minister brother in Charleston, the president stated he wanted us, the American public, to put more energy into getting rid of poverty. Every time there is a presidential election, poverty is kicked around like a football that the Dallas Cowboys play with. And why is it that way? Because it makes good copy for getting elected. Once you get into office, whether you do anything about poverty or not is the question. So I said, I went out on Blair Street and said, Mr. President, your people, your black church, and the families that make up the congregation in these black churches have got your back. The black man and woman is invited to put our hand against poverty to get our people out of poverty. For those of you in these mega churches across America, I'm speaking now to the families. I'm not speaking to you pastors. I'm speaking to the families that make up the congregations. We all came out of poverty, black folk America. So we don't need to get comfortable in church and forget our brothers who are still behind us, still struggling with drugs in the family, a lack of food in the family, a lack of education in the family, a lack of motivation in the family, while the rest of us dress up and look good going to church on Sunday morning through Mega Church America. I need you, families. You need to help us, the Million Man March, to get drugs out of the communities that we live in. Minister Farrakhan is calling for 25,000 strong brothers and sisters to go into the community to help clean up the communities. I'm asking that the families be there with the Nation of Islam and cleaning up our communities and getting the drugs out of our communities and delivering the drugs back to however they get into America. Whatever cops are closing their eyes and letting them come into our communities and give them back their guns. Let us teach our children to pick up books that have value, books over guns. We want them to live. We don't want our children dying, and we don't need you continuing to use them as target practice. You have to understand we've got to clean up these police departments. Many of us are saying that America isn't fit for us to love. I disagree. The blood of our ancestors is in the soil, even of the state where I stand. And the blood, sweat, and tears is not yet dry because our ancestors are calling out to us, do your job so that whenever you leave the stage and these proud young people that are as beautiful as any ethnicity on this planet, and you sisters are so, so beautiful that you let us use your reproductive citizens the same way the slave master used it and produce all these beautiful children. And we can't walk away from that intercourse. That's not a man. You're not a man to do that. We have work to do. And I'm here today to tell you that I have just released a press release spelling out everything that NAFRA needs to do. And it has a timeline for everybody in Black Folk America that is able to feed into this $100 million perpetual plan in order for us to finance our way out of poverty and to lift our heads up and take our position on this planet again where we were when we were the ancient Egyptians that brought forward civilization. I am 87 years old, and I just found out who those ancient Egyptians were. And I kept wondering because there have been so many theories set out there, and Hollywood have played a good deal. You know, they have people coming down out of the stars and building pyramids and getting in their little magic ships and going back to wherever they came from. All of that bull. And it is very confusing when you have something as powerful as the television, as the movies, to be, ever since that movie, Birth of a Nation, came out, to be trying to poison the mind and tell us that we are not as strong as we think we are. That has to stop. So I'm here today. I thank the sister that brought me on, and I'm trying to do everything. You will hear later on there's another voice. And let me tell you, there are some ears on this radio station today. There are some ears on this radio station that are listening in order to spread the word and continue to build this link. When 2 million of our people that built the building they were standing in front of with our leader, Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, is a Muslim, I'm a Christian. He was there with 2 million of our people on that Saturday recently, and many of our people in the United States of America didn't even know anything about it. How in the hell can you hire 2 million black people standing in front of the strongest nation on this planet's capital? How can you hide that? By acting like it didn't happen. That's how you can do it. And our country should have been proud of that day to say these are the descendants of the ones that built our society, and they have not been paid yet. Okay, well, we don't have time to wait to those that have and owe us a debt to make up their mind somewhere in the future, because it is not only this country. It is all of those countries in the Western world, in Europe, that have raped Africa, not only of her black gold, of her diamonds, oil, and everything else. They still got their tentacles in that continent. And we here in the United States go on as if we are sleepwalking, and we won't wake up and realize we've been blessed to take care of this our God has shown us, and mind you, I said our God, and you have to be very careful now, because there are people that worship Satan as a god, and there are people that worship the god of greed as a god. And if you're caught up in that, you're not worshiping the God that we are talking about, those that want to save this country. And did not one of Dr. King, Dr. Mays, tell Dr. King when he was a student, if America is to be saved, the black man will have to do it? And when I heard that, when I read that, I said, good Lord, what this man was talking about. But I sure know now. That's what we have in our hands, the possibility of saving this country, because there are those that do not want to do anything but put money in their greedy pockets, and saving America is the farthest thing from their mind. When time comes for them to pay into the monies that would go into the treasury after they have made that $1 billion, hell, they want to run and go to some island. They want to get out of here because they don't want to pay their share. But they made their share off the backs of us. So I didn't come today to make you feel bad. I came to make you feel good, and I came to tell you that I am on a mission. I am on a mission to tell you the truth. And I am just like that brother whose name is Farrakhan. One thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to lie to you. And I want y'all to understand this. I'm not a hate-filled man. I have been serving this country ever since I was 18 years old and was drafted into the Second World War 6 months before Japan signed the peace treaty that made me a Second World War vet. And then I was sent to Korea. Then I was sent to Vietnam. And as the sister said, I'm a father of 6 children, a grandfather of 12. One of my granddaughters recently died and left me with some beautiful children, 6 of them, that automatically they look to Papa Don whenever anything is wrong. And I'm also the great-grandfather of 23. My tree is still growing, and my family loves sex as well as any other family. I don't know where it's going to settle down at, where it will finally settle. But there's one guy who's running the whole show, and he's that great-great-grandson. I have one of those. So I know what family is about. Family. When you came out of the loins of your mother, African, God gave you a family. That was your religion. That was your government. That was your everything. And those were the ones that knew their God and could tell the ones that they were holding their hands out to catch when that child came out of their mother's womb. We have gotten away from that family. We have got to heal our families. We've got to get the drugs out of our families. We've got to get the guns out of our families. We have got to get the ignorance out of our family. We have got to get the apathy out of our families. And we don't have a long time to do that. Why would you insult your God to bless you with a blessing to bring change and turn around and ask him to bless his blessing and come down and activate the change himself? I mean, come on, man. And I did say, man, I'm talking to the brothers now. Those of us who have been in the military, served this country honorably, went wherever the country wanted us to go, helped to secure the freedoms for those that we went to help. And a lot of time they beat us back here and set up shop among black folks. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about the hair industry now. Each one of you sisters know where I speak now. Do you realize that that particular industry is enough money in that alone to create the jobs that we need to put all of black America to work? We have to have that market. And NAFTA is going after that market, sisters. Please understand, I'm calling for you, sisters, that know what I'm talking about. Some of you have even been working on it. They even tried to make some of you pay tax on braiding your child's hair right here in Dallas. I know about that, and I watch all of those things. Those are cultural things. They want you to tax your culture. I also know that the textbooks, when they were buying textbooks for that year, and they were debating who was going to be in the textbook, one somebody that they wanted to keep out was Thurgood Marshall of the United States Supreme Court. Could you imagine that? My thing is wherever something happened in the United States of America, whether it happened with Brother Malcolm X or whether it happened to one of those terror people, they call them the Ku Klux Klan. We need to know about it. That's history. Whether it's negative or positive, that is history. But don't try to hide it because it's black history. Let's don't do that. And for those of you that think you love this country, well, brothers, you can appreciate this. You know how hurtful it is to love a woman that don't love you. And we have loved on America for a long time, but America has did a very poor job of returning the love to the black man and the black woman and the black family, the black child. Still, we love them. We have strapped no bombs to our bodies and walked into your churches to blow you up. We have not done that. You have hung us. You have hung us on trees and thrown gasoline on us and burned us and invited the whole community to come and watch the show. Do you know how hurtful that is to those of us that were left behind? Because that message wasn't sent to the ones you were burning on the tree. That message was sent to us, those of us who were living. You were trying to instill that fear in us. And that's what we got to get out. We got to purge ourselves of fear. Fear cannot live in a heart that truly have a God. If you love our God the way I love our God, I can tell you now, I'm like Minister Fackler. I ain't got no fear in me. I only fear my God. And I fear falling short of what my God wants me to do. And he's got me standing at 88, and I'm not going to do his work. I mean, come on. This is a pleasure. This is not any punishment. I'm not being punished. I'm so happy I don't know what to do. To know that I live in a country that has the potential. America is a body of work in progress. Sure, she's the greatest nation on earth. I'm talking about her power. I'm talking about her might. I ain't talking about her worth. Her worth is measured in her potential. Her potential is measured in you to help her to do that potential. So we can't play a hate in that way. I don't have time to discuss with nobody if all you want to talk about is hating America. I'm not your man. But I have you to know there are some injustices that would make you cry. The woman who got me on this program today, I'm sure that if Harriet Tubman came back in spirit, she would throw her arms around this woman's neck and says, sister, you got my spirit in you. That sister has been carrying a whole forest on her shoulders, not only a log in her family. I've been in her house. She gave me rest in her house in my travels because I move around. I go places to see things and to talk to people, trying to get us to understand. Today is the day for change. It's in our hands. You don't get 2 million people to come to a brother's call in front of our capital. It was beautiful when the Pope was here. That was a beautiful thing. Everywhere the Pope went, every TV station that you could think of had his picture on it. And I really admired that. But the Pope wasn't my man. That wasn't my man. That was your man. And I respect the brother. I have no fault with the brother at all. But my man is also a pope. He's a pope of hope for his people. His name is Farrakhan. Make no mistake about it. I'm older than that, brother, but I'm a student of Farrakhan. And I love him because he's in my family. Well, how is Farrakhan in your family? He's in my family because he's born into an African family. And all African families need to come together in order to save this nation, because there are those that will destroy it the same way the Germans didn't care anything about what they destroyed as long as they could kill Jews. And there are those in this society right now in the United States of America that will do the same thing to us that Hitler did to the Jews. Make no doubt about it. And a lot of them are in their churches. I will not tell you anything that is wrong. Neither will I preach hate. I preach love. And love carries a heavy burden when your people don't want to be loved. Could you imagine finding an elder in Mississippi living in a house where it rains in it, where cold weather comes in it, her husband is gone and she's alive, and I wanted us to upgrade her home, and she was afraid for us to even be on her property, told us, would you please leave my property? She's so worried about that little stipend that the state gives her for her subsistence. And I said, Lord, do she know that I wouldn't care if I had to shovel the manure to make sure that she had enough money to take care of herself if I caused her to lose anything? That's what we have to fight through. We have to help our people to understand that we're coming here to save you, sister, not to place another burden on you. And if the state wants to withdraw that, I'm hoping that you will understand me when I say that I need a godly-like number. James Clement is asking for 1 million brothers and sisters into a response to sign up in his organization. I am 1 in 1 million in order to have a response to what the Tea Party has been able to do, besides show complete disrespect for our president. And let me say, while I'm on the subject, I don't never want to meet another man that is black like me to speak ill of President Obama for what he didn't do for black folks. A white people in the United States of America was happy for their politicians to use them along with the rest of us as hostages to change in order for that black man not to get credit for nothing positive. Do you recall that they were in a meeting while the head of our Supreme Court was swearing the president in for the first time? Or where were you? If you don't know that, it was published in the news. And that's what I like about American news media, is they will put it out there. Do with it as you want to, as the minister said. We have to stop all of this. There is a condition in the water along that Gulf Coast. And some of the ones who are listening on this forum that will probably speak before we are off the air about that condition that the government is very quiet about. They're hiding that as well as they hid the news about 2 million of us in Washington, D.C. in front of the Capitol. And that's not news to them. But a few of us got the word. That's the way it is when the word sneaks out, you know. You don't find many black people in the government giving away secrets to this country and that country and all of that kind of thing. But you do find whites that will sell this country out in a minute. We need to open our minds. We need to open our hearts. And we need to understand from day one. I have a program called Saturday School. And do you know I'm trying to get 100 classes, locations across that delta in Mississippi before the end of this year. And when I say school, I'm not trying to duplicate the public school system, but the public school system is never trying, never going to try to get our people to understand what our children need. That's up to us. I want you to understand, Sister Adrian, do you still hear my voice?
Yes, sir. Hello? Dr. Evans. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, the reason why I'm asking, one of my granddaughters was calling me, and she wanted to speak to Papa Don about something, but I want to make sure she hadn't knocked me off the air, because I'm not talking to my granddaughter right now. I'm talking to everybody in hearing some of my voice. I was speaking about the condition of the waters along that gulf. It has some bacteria in it that is detrimental to the health of you. If you happen to get in that water and you got a cut on your leg, just no matter how small, you know how dangerous a shark is. And when a shark is out there and somebody posts a sign and say, there's sharks in the water, you don't go in there. But I'll have you to know that there are some microscopic sharks in that water that it take a microscope for you to see. But if that bacteria get into your bloodstream, then you're going to have some problems. And we have people down there now that's having problems along those lines. And we are trying to get to the truth of that. Tuskegee is looking into it. And I found out before I went on air that there's another sister down in Florida, a nurse. And I think she has a nurse group. And she's aware of what I'm talking about. I'm not just speaking off the top of my head, people. We have got to know about these things to protect those of us who don't have the money to protect themselves. They have got to be treated. Some of them, it will take serious money to treat them, yes. I'm trying to raise serious money in this $100 million fund in order to protect us. And sure, there's going to be demands continued to press for reparations. When Carthage fell, that city, state, was made to pay Europe reparations. And a lot of our people don't know anything about reparation. They don't know that it isn't something that just cropped up because we were enslaved. No, it was here before that. So it isn't anything new. And we are going to continue that demand. And our children are going to understand it better. But the Saturday school that I'm talking about is to teach them about growing wealth, to teach them about having money, to go to school. But you register on the website to build our number to a Garvey-like number and to give James Clement that 100 million, I mean that 1 million brothers and sisters. We need to build that number so our children can come home and work among their own people. They don't have to beg nobody for a job. I'm not blaming white people for nothing. I don't have to blame them. God is already doing that. And God will punish them for any wrong that they have done to us. Make no mistake about it. You can't walk away from that one. Many people come here from Europe and say, well, I didn't have nothing to do with that. I came from Europe. Hell, you had more to do with it than anybody. You had more to do with it than any of the Americans. Because you used the diamonds and everything else. You petitioned, and you petitioned our country like it was yours. Like you were playing Monopoly. And each one of you took a piece of it. And then when you were forced to leave, I know when France pulled out of one of the countries, there wasn't four educated people graduated from college in that country that had millions of people in it. You know, that's more than a crime whenever somebody do that to your mind. And what I'm sending out to you today is that this veteran, as a sister said, I'm the veteran of the Second World War, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and I'm a veteran of MMM1. That's the Million Man March 1. I made it to that one. And Lord knows I wanted to make it to the other one, but this water pill that I'm taking would have had me looking for a potty every 10 or 15 minutes. I couldn't be there. But Lord knows my spirit was there. And I hung on to every word that came out of the minister's mouth, and I never heard him one time ask us to hate nobody. I have studied that man like I have studied no other man on this planet. And I have never one time had Minister Farrakhan to ask me to hate anybody or ask me to join Islam. That was a choice. That's a choice. When I wanted to become a Baptist, when I left the Catholic Church because I was dissatisfied, that was a choice. When I left the Baptist Church and went to the United Methodist Church, that was another choice. I was searching for one that convinced me that they would work with me to let me start a program at that church to teach the children on Saturday a different type of education, one that makes them proud of who they are, what their God made them. But if you're not proud of the fact that you are an African, you're not proud of your God. Think about what I'm telling you. If you think that one day you're going to wake up and be a Caucasian and you black as the ace of spades, you crazy. You need to find an asylum and check yourself into it. That's the kind of madness that is in us, that we can't be proud of who we are. My God made me who I am. All of the rape that took the melanin out of my system and caused me to look like it, one of my babies asked me, and she's the one that's born on my birthday, bless her little old heart. But she asked me one day, Papa Don, are you a white man? I had to laugh. I said, no, baby, I may look like that to you, but I don't want to tell you, I don't want to tell you what occurred all the way back down my gene pool, because, oh, Lord, they couldn't even wait to get us off the continent of Africa when they went into the villages and got the first, when they started raping. And somebody had the audacity to talk about, because we are raping that woman, when he went into the church and prayed with us and then got up and started blowing our heads off. Use that term, rape. Brother, I'm telling you, this is a beautiful country we're in. The Lord knows. The one that knows the true story of this country is the one that keeps the book. The true book, and I'm talking about our God, because we have done some stuff, I'm telling you the truth. God, if God wasn't a bookkeeper, we would never know what it was that went down. That's how much has been going on, and the craziness that's in this country. And I don't want you to get me wrong. There has always been a few white people that would lay their lives down for us to have our freedom. And they would tell them that they are That magic word, you're in love. I want to say this, and then I'm going to hush, because there is a lady. I'm sure her ears is on my voice right now, and her name is Crenshaw. She heard me on the Carl Nelson program a few weeks ago, and when she heard my voice, the minute that I came off the air, my phone was ringing, and it was her, because I gave my phone number out. And ever since, that sister have talked to me. She had done everything she could to get my voice on every radio station that she could. And believe me, she could. But she's coming on, I'm sure, that she's on there. Her name is Crenshaw. Because she wants to tell you some stuff about this thing that I'm telling you about along this Gulf Coast. But I want you to understand that when this press release, and it should be in Sister Adrian's hand by now, this press release that I have just released into the media, when this press release is thoroughly read, on November the 8th, that's the day that we found out that the president had won his second term, And all of those billionaires that was trying to buy it, they didn't see that little bitty sign that was on the lawn. This property is not for sale. The descendants of the slaves that built it is satisfied with the occupants that's in there. So you can move on, money bags. But you need some glasses so you can read them little bitty signs. Sometimes they call it fine print, you know, like in a contract and you didn't read it all and you get entrapped because you didn't read. Well, a lot of people got entrapped on that one. They didn't see that for sale sign that was posted there by the descendants of the ones that built it. So having said that, I want to tell you, I need you to talk to your families in these churches. Mind you, I didn't say I need you to talk to the preachers now. I don't want you putting the preachers on the spot to try to hold them accountable because we didn't sign up and register into this number that I'm telling you about. I'm telling you about a number so that whenever we go to GMC, I drive a Chevy. I buy one every 2 years because I move around that way. Right now, if this granddaughter that's calling me was in Los Angeles or in Charleston there where that occurrence happened and something or somebody was bothering them, I'd get in my car and walk out there, put gas in it, and head for Carolina. And I wouldn't be looking for nobody to drive me because when I travel, God is with me, and I know it. My car is full because it does not have any room for nobody to be in it talking BS. We have work to do. And all of our little boys that are getting in trouble right there in New Orleans, and the gangs there in New Orleans, and the ones that peddle drugs among our people, you have to get it straight. That is not black behavior. That is not black behavior. And when Minister Farrakhan is telling you that they're coming in to clean up the communities, that means that those of you peddling drugs in the community, poisoning our people, you're not behaving black. You're behaving as our oppressors behave. I'm telling you, people, these are serious times. This is no fun stuff that we're playing with. We're playing with the lives and the survival of our people. And that's why I tell you, the book that I'm writing now, title is I Stand with Farrakhan. And in the olden days when I was a little boy and you talked about my family member, and I told you Farrakhan is in my family. When you talk about him, you're playing the dozens with me, so you're asking for a fight. Well, I'm a grown man now. And if you try that, the fight that you're going to get is an economic fight. The reprisal may be us walking away from your profit margin in your company. And then you watch your stock go down and see if you can take care of your family or what we have to take care of ours off of. So, Sister Adrian, having said that, if you can, make sure that you give Sister Crenshaw the opportunity to come on this program and let you hear what she has to say. All right. I want you to know that I love you. So anytime that anybody at your discretion wants to ask me anything, you can have them to call me. You don't have to have a question and answer period with me on the air. But I know this. I put this out each time. I don't need no Negro to call me if he still thinks that he's a Negro and thinks that he ever was a Negro. Don't call me and try to engage me in no negative conversation. Find somebody else to call. Call another Negro, but don't call me because I will hang up on you the minute you try that.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Adrian.
You are welcome. You are so welcome, Dr. Evans. This has been great. This has been great. You always impart such knowledge and such history. Amen. Some of us don't know our history, but you're on the front line. But before I go to Mrs. Maria, we're going to go to Mr. James Poe. I'm going to open up his lines right now and let him have a few words, and then we're going to go straight to Miss Maria Crenshaw. Amen. Mr. Poe, God bless you.
God bless you, too. And what a great show. Educational, informative, and just glorifying. So sitting here in Mississippi, it is a pleasure to hear the enthusiasm of Dr. Evans. Dr. Evans, I met him about a year ago in Mound Bayou, Mississippi. And ever since then, he's been an inspiration to me, and we've been in touch. He talked to me just before the show, and he was out in California or connecting with Inner Light Radio in California a few days ago. And I think Mrs. Crenshaw is doing a fabulous job helping to get him out there. That program, that mission that he is on, can only be realized if folks know about it. And he is on a great mission, and I have all the respect in the world for him. I love him. He's a great man serving our country for the number of years that he has, and then at this stage of his life to dedicate his life to the children and the people of the impoverished areas of Mississippi. What can you say? He's a savior. He is a savior.
Wow. Well, we certainly are honored to have you to come on today and share that information that you have shared with us, even through Dr. Evans, and you know the work that he's doing. I tell you, I marvel, you know, to see 87-year-old man. I mean, he haven't backed up. He was only in his 60s when I met him. Hallelujah. So he's been blazing the trail a long time. So thank you, Mr. Pohl, for coming on and listening. And certainly you have our numbers, and whatever we can do to be of assistance, we are here. Amen.
Pastor,
so we bless God for you. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Pastor.
You are most welcome. You are most welcome. Now we're going to go to Ms. Maria Crenshaw. And Dr. Evans has told me so much about this woman of God. And we're just so honored to have her on the show with us today. And she's going to come forth and whatever information that she has and whatever the Lord has laid on her heart to share with us today, she's welcome to do so. God bless you, woman of God.
Good afternoon, Sister Ava. Did I have your name right?
Ava,
hello?
That's right.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Okay. I want to just thank you for allowing me this opportunity. And also, I just want to thank your guests and Dr. Evans and for those great compliments. And I want to give praises to the Most High, who is truly the head of my life. And without him, I would not be able to do this work, or any of us would be able to do this work that we are doing. So I just want to give all praises to the Most High, who is the head. But again, thank you for allowing me just to talk a little bit about what is going on. I had asked Mr. Donnie Finley, I'm not sure if he's listening in, and his cousin, Mrs. Leach, which we have been all in, Reverend Ray, we've been working so hard to sound the alarm on what is taking place. And I'm going to take you back to in 2010, there was a BP rig that exploded, and it was 11 men that died. One of those men was an Afro-American man. They all died on that rig. And after the explosion, they used a chemical which is called Corexit. And Corexit is a very, very highly dangerous chemical. And it, what they did was use that to suppress the oil to down to the bottom. They was trying to stop it. It was going for over 187 days. The oil was spewing out of the ocean. And when they used the Corexit, it did suppress the oil to the bottom, but they're not telling people. It's been like a secret, and it's being kept quiet, like Dr. Evans was saying. They don't want the people to know what is really going on. And it's really affecting a lot of our people, especially around the Florida Panhandle, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Orleans, Alabama. The fish have been contaminated. The water is contaminated. They calling this a mystery sickness. The Jackson Free Press did an article in 2011, and it was by one of the journalists was saying that he called it a mystery sickness, which is a flesh-eating virus. And like Dr. Evan was saying, once you go into that water, any of the beaches, all the beaches have been contaminated. If you have a sore or if you have a cut, you're gonna get some type of flesh-eating virus into your body, into your legs, wherever. But we've been warning people, trying to sound this alarm, especially the college students, telling them when they go down, do not get in the water. It is very, very dangerous. They go out and clean it up early in the mornings, and you think everything is okay. But once you go home or whatever, you end up getting sick, and you don't realize what is causing your sickness. I did a show with at one of the college stations here where I live with a group of doctors, four doctors from Tuskegee University. And we had a couple of the people on, and they were Ms. Leach. Matter of fact, she was on. She was talking to Jewel Leach. She was talking about how it had affected her, how this is eating her from inside. Whatever this sickness is, it eats you from inside. Yes, it's awful. This is a very, very awful disease that's going on. And what is taking place also is a lot of the babies are being born deformed. They are being born with double chests, can't talk, can't walk. And it's just a lot of this is going on. Now they are losing sometimes two or three people a week are just dropping dead. And it's just sad how they're putting the almighty dollar before human lives. And I felt God had laid it on my heart. Once we had gotten in contact with them, which we got in contact through the internet, and I said, I have to reach out and try to do, my husband and I said, we have to see what we can do to help in any way we can. So this is why how I came on board. I got a chance to meet Mr. Finley and his cousin, Mrs. Leach, and Brother Ray Front Troy. We've all been working so hard. He put up a website where people can go up on that website, and I'll give it out, you know, before I go off, to just help in any way. The doctors in Tuskegee University say they are willing to do help in whatever way they can. We're getting more and more people now to come on board. I did get into contact with the National Black Nurses Association. I talked to one of their presidents, and she's going to get back in touch with me because I wanted one of them to come on and talk on my conference call that I do every Saturday at 5 o'clock and just, you know, and explain to the people what they may could do or ways they could help and what they're going through. But we are getting more people. The word is getting out. We're getting more people to come forward now and willing to do whatever they can to just help in any way they can. So that's where we are now. Also, too, people want to Google Dr. Susan Shaw, which she has a YouTube on the internet. She's a toxicologist. She's been a toxicologist for over 30 years, and she's trying to sound the alarm. She's telling people, she's a Caucasian lady, but she really is trying to help, to let people know that this Corexit is very dangerous. It can cause cancer, lung problem, all kinds of problems that is associated with this terrible chemical Corexit, which has been banned in other countries, but they still, even though BP was told not to use this, they didn't listen. They used it anyway. And of course, they own the company that makes Corexit. So this is really serious. It's a real big problem. Our people are suffering, which we have the least. We suffer the most. And they are dying. And if anybody can hear, you know, that hears the sound of my voice and can reach out to help these people, the babies, I say, Ms. Lee, say, even if you don't help us, the older people, say, at least help the babies. They are our future. And they deserve a better life. So I just want to thank you. I don't want to take up too much of your time because I'm not sure how long your, you know, your program goes for.
You're good.
I really appreciate, you know, you allowing Dr. Evans to come on. I've been working with him. I'm in all the way with him. I've been trying as hard as I can to get not just myself, my family, to come on board with him. And we have to work together. We have to link up together. Now is the time. Like he was saying, we don't have no time to waste. Our people are being literally just taken out, genocide against our people. So if we, if ever time for us to come together, now is the time. And I just want to thank you. And I'd love to have you on the conference, Paul. And if you would like, you know, to come on us, you know, I know you're a busy person, so... You know, at any point in time you'd like to come on, we'd love to get you on.
Okay. And can you give us that website?
I sure will. The website is, and matter of fact, I don't know if Dr. Evans gave out his website, but I also have his too. Our website is, well, I just had it in, and I think it's nnafu.com. And you can go up on there. Brother Ray put that, Reverend Ray put that together, and you can see pictures. We're not, you know, just want you to take our word, people to take our word for it. Just go up on the website, and you can see, you know, some of the fish. Well, we had fish, some of the people that were showing about the oil and just information that if people want or need, they can go up there and get any information they want off that website.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Ms. Shaw. Can you also give us your number for your line that you have?
Sure, definitely. Okay, the call-in number, the call-in number is 712-432-1212.
Okay.
Again, it's 712-432-1212. And it'd probably be it'd be 4 o'clock your time because it's 5 o'clock my time. And the access code is going to ask for access code. The access code is 279-018166. And again, it's 279-018166.
Wow.
And come on the call. We do it like we're going to be doing it like every third Saturday. We're going to be doing it. I also was in touch with from my hometown, Alabama. Senator Hank Sanders, and he's willing to come on with us and work with us too. So we've been slowly, I have doctors that's going to be coming on with us from time to time. I had some nurses came on with us. Different ones, you know, just wanting to help. You know, some of these people wanted to drop ship some of the herbal. I'm an herbalist myself, a master herbalist, so I deal with a lot of herbs and different things. So I had some of those people come on. So from time to time, we're going to have different guests coming on, and they just want to help, you know. And it's not a black and white issue because these are some Caucasian people. So it's, you know, it's a people thing. We're all human beings. Like Dr. Evans always say, it's not about, you know, well, this, the black race, the white race, or whatever. We're all God's children, and we have to come together and help one another, and that's what we're trying to do.
Amen, amen. I tell you, this has been very, very informative. But thank you, Ms. Crenshaw. We appreciate you. Appreciate it. Amen.
Well, we appreciate
right,
you
well,
too.
Well, God bless you. We're going to go back to, before I go back to Dr. Donald Evans, let me just open up the lines. I don't know if Dr. Evans want or, you know, anybody on the line. We got about 11 callers on the line has any questions or what have you for Dr. Evans and maybe Mrs. Crenshaw. But we're going to open up the lines. I see my co-host for the Saturday segment on the line, Minister Billy Burns. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you. So, wow, so informative. I know that I had posted on Facebook, they had sent a post out that the Million Man March was not being telecast on the popular new, you know, radio television stations, and they were asking, you know, us and on Facebook to post it around. So I did do that. And I'm so happy that I tuned in today.
All right, okay, all right. Well, we thank God for you tuning in today. This is our host style Saturday segment where she hosts the Saturday segment where you can go on the line with the same call-in number. She's on at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 7 a.m. Central Time, and that's 5 a.m. on the West Coast. So if you have a testimony that you'd like to share or any informative information, you can certainly tune in to that Saturday segment with Minister Billy Burns. God bless you, woman of God. So good to hear you on the line today. Amen, amen. We're going to go back to Dr. Evans and see if there's anything else he'd like to share. And then we have about 11 callers on the line. Let me go to where Mother dropped off. I see Mother Charity just dropped off. Amen. Let me go back to Dr. Evans. Where is he? Here he is. Okay, Dr. Evans, your line is back open.
Yes, sister. Let me say this. This press release, did you ever get it straight with the one that hosts hold my
yes, email? I have it, Dr. Evans. I have it.
Okay, well, I want you to let the audience know that from now up until the 8th of November, we want to be talking to our people that make up our congregations across country in these churches to register on this website, the chairman of their family, the head of their family. Make sure that you register that family. And if you don't have a chairman of the family, you may have an elder in the family that takes care of family matters. We need that head of that family registered on our website in order to get to this godlike number that I keep talking about. And please keep in mind that Brother James Kleeman has got a website up, and I don't know exactly what that website is, but I do know that it has said, I am one in a million, because he's asking for a million of us to sign up, and I certainly want to be one in that million to sign up, because he's asking for a million conscious brothers and sisters. And I want them to know that you are inside of this number I'm asking. You came out of a family, so you're in that family. You could serve both issues at one time. Give him his million and give me the head of your family, because we're going to drive this number on up there so that we have leverage power. And surely you can understand leverage power. If we're driving more shippers, and shipper is not wanting to give back some of that profit margin so that our children can be educated like their children, then we'll talk to Toyota. If Toyota don't want to do it, we'll talk to Ford. But we are going to get respect. That's what leverage is about. And when our lawyers are doing the negotiating, I did say our lawyers, it won't be me. You won't have to talk to me, so I ain't going to be in there fussing at you. But you will have some very highly, highly intelligent African lawyers that would come in there with their briefcases and talk to you. And if you don't want to discuss, they probably won't even sit down and say, well, have a good day. We're not angry with you. But watch your profit margin next year when you're at your annual meeting and counting your annual profits. Just watch it and see if we can't drive it down for you. I'll take any questions that are relevant to what it is we're discussing.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to open up the lines. If you have dropped off, I see Pastor Prophet George Spinks on the line. God bless you, man of God.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Pastor. And I'd like to say thank God for Dr. Evans. Very informative. It was very much of a blessing to get on and hear this thing on today. And the things that he discussed, I'm steady writing down. Praise be to God and the Sister Crenshaw that gave out the website. I am grateful to receive this information. And I'm going to follow up on this information. You know, Ecclesiastes says a time to die and a time to build up. And this was building up today, Dr. Crenshaw, serving on a notice, praise be to God, and talking about a very interesting subject that we need to really pay attention to. Because so much is going on around us, and a lot of us are sleeping. The sleepy giant got to wake up, you know, to a lot of things that are going on, and especially we as a black people. You know, he had me thinking about some things as a kid. I was growing up, and they put a lot of stereotype movies out as we was a kid in the 70s coming up, and one of those movies was Three the Hard Way, Jim Brown, Fred Williamson, and Jim McKelly. And in that movie, they were dealing with how they were trying to put some kind of chemical solution into the water. That's what the movie was about. And these three brothers were stopping these powers to be that were trying to put something in the water that would only affect the black race. So many years ago, we've been seeing these messages subliminal. And a lot of us were missing a lot of things, but some of us was catching what was going on, because they say the best place to hide something is to put it right in the face. You know, and so I thank God to hear Dr. Evans today. I tell you, very, 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 very interesting subject that is not to be taken lightly. And I'm going to be following up on the website that was given out and looking into these things, because I would love to be a part of things that are really put in place as a help that would develop our people and growing and resources that would teach us and help us, you know, to become more aware of many things we miss because of our familiar settings and things we get used to. And I love that topic, church and family. You know, so I thank God for you, and I say to you to be encouraged and continue the work that you have set out to do, because it's those like you that go in places that a lot of us would dare not go because of phylacteries and different things that may come back. But we got to be determined that at all costs, no matter what. You know, we have to do what we are called to do and assigned to do. Many may not understand it, but it's not about who all don't understand it. We yet have to do what must be done to get these things out, because there's somebody that is looking to be helped and healed and delivered, you know. So I thank God for you. I can't say enough how grateful I am to be on the Block Talk Radio today to be a part of this conversation. God bless you, and I'm going to continue to pray for this move, praise be to God, and to pray for you all as we pray for one another. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Spinks. Appreciate you so much. Amen. See area code 908, another area, same area code with Prophet Spinks. The last four of your numbers, 6341. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless everybody on the line. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for every one I heard. You know, I was picking up my kids, and I heard a little bit. Speeches, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But I thank God that I heard what I heard, because knowledge and wisdom, hallelujah, God wants us to get knowledge and wisdom of everything. He don't want to keep us from nothing that's not of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank everybody spoke just now. I thank God for this broadcast, hallelujah, I've been introduced to it, and this like the third time I came on, and I thank God I came on. I heard something just now on the line, so praise the Lord. It is good to be aware, and I thank God for just being listening. You know, I was brought up to always respect elders, And my grandmother, hallelujah, was 109, and she always told me, listen, hallelujah. Mm. So I thank God I'm able to listen, you know, and I thank God because you're never too young or too old because, hallelujah, I'm up here in New Jersey. They're down there in the South. All over the world, but I'm hearing something. Praise the Lord. Up here, everything is flying so fast, but down there, there's things is going on. But I want to say this, praise the Lord, we're praying for y'all. Hallelujah. We're praying for America. Hallelujah. For America. So I thank God for letting me come on this line. I thank God, hallelujah, to be able to hear y'all. I thank you for that wisdom you have gave us. I'm going to be praying even more and more and more. And I just want to say this, God bless the one that's running this line, and God bless Brother Chad. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister. Appreciate you. Amen. I see Brother Freddie on the line. Amen. You have anything to say, you're welcome to do so at this time.
Yeah, that's a very powerful topic. I like what that brother was saying. It's, you know, and he's serious about that. And, you know, and I already know a little bit about that because I'm Muslim myself, too. And I'm already aware of the things that are going on with the people that are putting, you know, stuff in the wall and all that. That we've been trying to get that out, you know. And I'm glad that, you know, we got, you know, a lot of other people understand that, too. And thank you for sharing all that there.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, we're going to go to, I have one more caller, area code 662, the last four of your numbers, 3370. Caller, you're on the line.
Better, faster internet is available where you live.
All right, okay. Well, we thank God for what our ears have heard today. I'm going to bring Dr. Evans back on, and I want him to give you that website. Well, the website is the National African American Family Reunion Association is the letters N as in Nancy, A-A, F as in Frank, R-A, .org. Amen. So you can visit that website, and I'm sure there is information pertaining to everything that Dr. Evans is doing with this particular entity. So we're going to go back to Dr. Evans. Once again, we thank God for Mr. Poole coming on, and also Mrs. Maria Crenshaw and all of those that have tuned in today to hear this beautiful segment and so much information. And we have certainly had a history class today. Amen. So we're going to go back to Dr. Evans and let him close us on out and whatever information that he has. And even if you wanted to read your press release, Dr. Evans, you can do so. It's in your hands.
Yes, I want to say this. I hope you will convene another show and have me on that show and have it directed toward the prison industrial complex, because there is some discussion about so many of our people being released from behind prison bars coming up on us, and we got to be prepared to receive them back into the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I want us to discuss that the same way we discussed everything else that we discussed today. But as soon as you can possibly do that, maybe next week, I don't know, I'm getting ready to call Brother Carl Nelson in Washington, D.C. to put me back on there. Because
okay,
we have to keep the same
move. Whenever you like to come on, the platform is always open. If I have to juggle some things, you know I'll do what I have to do. So whenever it's convenient for you and your schedule allow it, we certainly will bring you back on.
Well, I will do that, and I will make sure that I have other people like Brother Poole in particular, because we are working together in Mississippi in dealing with the prison industrial complex and the release of prisoners, is to be able to create jobs for them and get them trained up. And we want to talk about that as soon as we possibly can. I will get back to you when I can have other people like Sister Crenshaw and Brother Poole to be on there with me. That's the same as having a panel.
Yes.
And we can have an electronic panel at any time. We can call in. And these are knowledgeable people that are doing things every day to help our people.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you for the time that you had me on. And listen to this. Rosie Milligan in Los Angeles, whose show I was on earlier this week, she been calling me while I was talking, and I wouldn't answer her. She don't know. I'm probably driving her up the wall because I had tried to warn her in time so she could be in the audience with us today.
Uh-huh.
So now I got to call and apologize to Rosie that I couldn't get her on. But we are going to try this network together. So every time we are on the air, we're on the air all over. There will never be another time where 2 million of us will be anywhere in the United States of America, and the rest of us don't know. We're going to fix that ourselves. Mm-hmm. We ain't going to depend on no news media that we
all
don't
right.
have control.
Wow. Well, we are certainly happy.
We got a network built. Let's keep it going.
All right, Dr. Evans. Well, we certainly are happy. We're so happy to have you to share that information with us. And before we dismiss, I'm going to ask Prophet Sphinx to come back on the line. I certainly want him to pray for Dr. Evans and also Mrs. Crenshaw before we dismiss, and the work that God has given Dr. Evans. I tell you, he never ceased to amaze me. You know, his dedication, his diligence in the things that God has given him to do. And then you look at, you know, we're so much younger, and, you know, some of us are just sitting by the wayside doing nothing, absolutely nothing. And just to see the fire that God has ignited in this man's belly, it just blows my mind. Dr. Evans, we love you. And I tell you, I'm looking for my sister to be certainly above that high number that they're getting to release. We've been waiting for President Obama to do another clemency release, and that's what we're waiting for Danielle. And I tell you, Danielle has been in prison 20, this coming January will be 23 years. She was 25 years old when she was incarcerated. So she has done over two decades, and she has been housed in that same federal prison in Dublin, California. And I tell you, I think she was like 3 or 4 years in when we had a wonderful opportunity to meet Dr. Evans, and he has just been a fixture in our lives. And, you know, we keep up with one another. I don't talk to Dr. Evans every blue moon. We are in constant communication with one another, and he inquire about us, and then we inquire about his family, and we keep up with him. So I want Prophet Sphinx to come back on and pray for him and Mrs. Crenshaw and all the work that they are endeavoring to do. Prophet Sphinx, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I bless you today.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now. Father God, your word in Ecclesiastes 3:3 says, a time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. Father God, we praying right now and coming before you, God, because we know that we can do nothing without you. We can't go or come without you. But through you, Christ Jesus, we can do all things because you strengthen us. Father God, we ask you to strengthen the man of God right now. Father God, we ask you, oh God, for Dr. Donald Evans, oh Father God, as he is continuing to go forward. Father God, we ask you, oh God, that you would meet his every need concerning the assignment and the task at hand. Father God, we ask you to strengthen him even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you said if two or three is gathered in your name, you're in the midst, and that's touching on earth, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we claim it right now. Father God, as he continue to go forth with the assignment, Father God, seal and protect him. Be a fence around him, oh God. Father God, cover his household, cover his family, his children, grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. Father God, and everyone that is connected to him, God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to strengthen this man of God right now. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for his zeal and for his boldness, Father God, to even reach out into the deep. Oh, Father God, that you continuing to give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father God, for your word said we grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom be blessed forever. Father God, we thank you right now, God, because we don't know these things on our own, but it is you, God, that reveal the hidden mysteries. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to touch even right now. Father God, touch Miss Crenshaw. Father God, we ask you to strengthen her, Father God. Father God, we ask that you would move even on that, hallelujah, conference line. Father God, even on the panel as they continue to sit together. Father God, and discuss the things, oh God, Father God, that will build this nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you right now for Pastor Adrienne Bernard having her mindset, Father God, and doing what you have called her to do. Many of us would have never been able, Father God, if it had not been for this appointed and anointed woman of God, Father God, with a vision, Father God, for your people, Father God, to bring those on this line, God, Father God, with this level of information. The man of God talked about power levity. Father God, we thank you for leverage on today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, but we don't just want to obtain this information and sit back and allow it to grow dust. But Father God, put in us what is needed to go forward and exercise this movement, this freedom, oh God, which you so graciously given us, oh God. Father God, we don't want to be another book that collects information that's to sit around and not be used. But Father God, your word says don't just be a hearer, but a doer of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to be doers, oh God. Father God, not gathered around just in another social gathering, talking and building each other up. But Father God, our children are on the line. Father God, we want you to touch our youth on today. Father God, even as Joshua was passed the torch, when Moses had came to his end of the journey, Father God, help us to acknowledge those that are coming up behind us, oh God. Help us with love, with joy, and with compassion, Father God, to be good leaders, that followers would be established, Father God, to take it to the next level, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, open our eyes, open our ears, Father God, that our heart be in the right place, that the godly love will flow from heart to heart and breast to breast. Father God, we pray on today forgiveness, oh God. Let it be a repentant spirit upon us, God, that we'll forgive one another and pray for one another, Father God, that we may be healed, because your word said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Father God, we thank you on today, and we ask that you will continue to move. Even remember Paul, the one that spoke on this line, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we believe in you. For Sister Danielle, God, for your word says the time and season for everything. There is nothing new under the sun. Father God, some of us may be late bloomers, Father God, but we thank you on today, because God, this is not about competition, Father God, but this race that we run, oh God. Even as Dr. Luther King said, we may not get there together, but long as we get there, Father God, we thank you on today, God. Hallelujah, we give you praise on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for thou art God, and beside thee there is no other. Father God, we give you praise, for you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. Father God, when there was no one, you praised yourself. Father God, we thank you for today, because you hold the stars and the moon. Father God, you created us, Father God, and breathed in our nostrils and made us a living soul. So, Father God, we thank you on today, and we give you praise. We're praying for our president, Father God, our President Barack Obama. We're praying for this nation, Father God, and across the globe and around the world. Father God, we're praying that you'll purify the waters. Oh, Father God, that it'll be useful for the drinking, oh God, and for the preparing of meals, because in many countries they don't have water to drink and they don't have meals, but you're sending missionaries in. Father God, and providing. We don't have to fear Rome today, for you said not the arrow by night, nor the arrow by day, tonight, Father God, but you told us to trust in you and believe, oh God, and you'll make provision. Father God, help us to be obedient in this hour, for obedience is better than sacrifice. Father God, we thank you on today. Father God, for you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So, Father God, again we say, God, strengthen Dr. Donald Evans. Father God, and Lord, touch, oh, Father God, Miss Maria Crenshaw, and Father God, oh, God, Pastor Adrian Bernard. Father God, and all those, oh, God, that are called by your name. You said that my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. You said, then will you hear from heaven, heal our land and our body, and forgive us of our sin. Father God, so we thank you on today, and we give you praise. Remember me. Remember my wife. Remember my children, grandchildren, my household. Even as your word said, choose ye this day who you gon' serve. But for as me and my house, we gon' serve the Lord. Most High God, hallelujah, we thank you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we pray this prayer for his sake. Let the redeemed say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Wonderful, wonderful,
you,
wonderful. We bless the Lord. Thank God for Prophet Spinks. Thank God for all of you. Especially thank God for Dr. Evans today. Remember those websites. Dr. Evans' website is N, the letter N as in Nancy, A, AA, F as in Frank, R, A dot org. And even Mrs. Crenshaw website, remember that website is NNA, F as in Frank, U as in uncle.com. Amen. And we certainly will have them back on as soon as Dr. Evans gives me the date. We will certainly let our listening audience know when that will occur. We won't be back on until next Tuesday. Until that time, may each and every one of you all be blessed. Remember the revival that Prophet Spinks is doing. We'll have some information on the social media up soon, and also he can give you that information. This revival is going to be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and it's online. So you can call into the Live and Learn Ministry prayer line. Amen. So, Prophet Spinks, if you can give them that number, we'd appreciate it. And then we're going to sign off. God bless you all. Prophet Spinks.
Oh, God bless you. Yes, that's Live and Learn Ministry, prayer and online fellowship. And the revival starts this Saturday at 8 o'clock p.m. Praise be to God. And it's going on from Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And all three nights, 8 o'clock p.m. The number is area code 302. Phone number is 202-1104. And the code number is 258026. That's 258026. And our theme is deeper. God is taking
deeper.
Us deeper
like
this
that.
Year. And even right now, for Psalms 42 and 7 says, the deep call to the deep.
Call
so be with
deep.
Us if you're not doing anything. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, God bless you all. Thank God for each and every one of you all. Thank Brother Freddie on the line and Minister Lawrence and all of the other guests that were on. Mrs. Crenshaw, we thank God for you. My co-host, Minister Billy Burns, we thank God for you all. God be may God bless you all. We're going to close out with first service.
Now, thanks for the release of her first single, Peace Be Still. This next performer has been a preeminent vocalist in the gospel music industry. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Please, ladies and gentlemen, give God praise for the incomparable Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
We come this far by faith. Pick up your pace and don't you about the path that we choose, y'all. Wisdom is built
with some problems and some situation, maybe some baggage. But I'm here to tell you the good news, huh? If you know how to pray, God gonna turn that thing around now, huh? If you learn how to pray, listen, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what the devil said. All you gotta do is get down on your knees and say, pray.
All right. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you next week. Remember to share Jesus with somebody. Tell somebody that Jesus saves to the utmost. Don't let this weekend go out without you being a witness for the Lord. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Love you.